Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of running large language models locally. Can you believe we can have these powerful tools right on our PCs?
I know, right? It's mind-blowing. But the big question is, how big does an LLM need to be to actually be useful on a regular computer?
Exactly. This video explores just that. It's all about parameters, the weights and biases in the neural network, and how they affect performance.
So like ChatGPT-3 has 175 billion parameters. My brain can't even comprehend that, but the models we can run locally are way smaller, right?
Right. We're talking between 1 and 70 billion. Still huge, but the video digs into how effective they are at those sizes.
And memory is a big factor, isn't it? The larger the model, the more RAM you need.
Absolutely. That's where quantization comes in, this clever trick of reducing the precision of the numbers stored for each parameter. Think of it like rounding up time. Instead of saying 1:58 and 15 seconds, we just say almost 2.
Got it. So you can fit a larger model into less memory by using lower precision. But does that mean sacrificing performance?
That's the key question. The video tests different models like Llama, Gemma, and even one from Alibaba called Quencoder, at different parameter sizes and quantization levels.
So like a real-world benchmark.
Exactly. One test involved analyzing customer reviews to find the most negative one. The 1 billion parameter model failed, but the 2-3 billion models nailed it.
Impressive. So even smaller LLMs can be useful for tasks like sentiment analysis.
Right. They tested other things too, like historical facts, spelling correction, even counting vowels, which apparently LLMs struggle with. Haha.
Wait, LLMs can't count? That's kind of funny.
Yeah, the smaller ones especially. But the larger models, like the 70 billion parameter Llama, performed consistently well. And here's the kicker. The 4-bit quantized versions often perform just as well as the higher precision ones.
No way. So smaller file size, same performance? That's awesome.
Yep. The video also highlighted specialized LLMs like Quencoder, which excelled at coding tasks even with fewer parameters.
Makes sense to use the right tool for the job. So bigger is generally better, but quantization makes a huge difference in accessibility.
I see. Interesting. Precisely. And surprisingly, the 4-bit versions often held their own against the 8-bit or even 32-bit versions. Microsoft's 14 billion parameter FIFOR model really impressed in the tests.
So we can have powerful LLMs on our own computers without needing a server farm. That's exciting.
Absolutely. The future of local AI is looking bright. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.